Hey guys, what's going on? This is your boy Arthur Lyle today, and I'm on my way with to work again with my morning motivation because I want you to be the change that changes everything in your world and in your industry, and most of all to my barbers and stylists. Hey, so listen up. Today's episode is I wanted to tell you and share with you on how you can win and influence customers into clients in your business. So I have a thought that and people and everybody in your world can be your customers and your clients. However, you know, what I realized in being in business over the 10 years that I've been in business and just dealing with people is that everybody is not your customer. And to get them to be your client is a whole nother different story. So there's a difference between customers and a difference between clients. So how do you win and influence them both and to turn them into clients? So here's the thing. Well, I know I'm sure a lot of you guys may or may not be aware of the great legendary book from Dale Carnegie called How to Win and Influence Friends. Well, a lot of those principles in that book are so foundational and evolutionized. It's an aspect of, you know, just being a people person, being able to speak properly, being able to speak with enthusiasm, being able to be a better listener versus a talker. You know, what I've learned is when as being a barber and just listening to my customers and clients, they most of the time your client values more of you listening to them than you more or less talking to them. And this is when you got them in a chair. Now, I'm going to give a breakdown on how you even get them to your chair. But let's just start, you know, about when you have them in your chair. So when you have them in your chair, most people, they just want to talk about their day. They want to talk about like what's going on about their life, maybe what they watched on television last night, maybe their episodes of their weekend or their past nights, dates, girlfriends, friends, parties, and things like that. Now, not to say that that's not a great, you know, conversation piece, and not to say that it, you know, I'm sure that's, you know, will be considered barbershop talk, which is amazing. However, not every one of your customers are coming for that type of information, that type of environment, or that type of talk. You have to learn and develop and cultivate a relationship with your customers and your clients, which allows you to turn your customers into clients by learning and understanding the difference. Now, let's take a step back. How do you influence an individual to become a customer before you can even get them to a client? So I want to break this down and I want to go back, you know, so you can really get a grasp on what I'm trying to say. So to influence an individual to be your customer, you only attract people that you are like. Okay. What that means is that if you like, you attract people that likes what you like, that the person that you are at this moment, those are the type of people that you will have a clientele of. If you're funny person you are, you know, sense of humor, you know, 9 out of 10 times you're going to attract a person that has a pretty good sense of humor. You know, if you're more stubborn and strict and, you know, and that's the persona that you give off, you're going to attract that type of person. If you're more of a business oriented individual and you like business, you're going to attract those type of individuals. Now, you have to become the person that you want to attract. Not saying that you can't have a grasp of a wide range of clientele, because you can. You know, because you wear multiple hats. You wear multiple masks, you know, on a daily basis. And you have to be multiple people. You have to be a father. You have to be a business owner. You have to be, you know, you have to present yourself in these predicaments. Now, the trick is to really scale up and influence people to be your customer by becoming the individual that you want to be. Your best self, your authentic self. Don't put on a face or a front and portray yourself as somebody that you're not when you are totally somebody else. You know what I mean? Because that's what people really are attracted to, the authenticity of you being you. And I've learned this over the years just because the fact that, you know, just being in business, and you know, I've learned that I was at different times that I wasn't totally me. I was trying to be a different person, you know, for the public. And really, yes, I've attracted, you know, certain people, and I've been blessed to cut, you know, multiple races, multiple traits, you know, multiple personality, you know, I've been able to cut everybody, you know, every trait, every aspect of life. So it is amazing. But what I realize is the core group of people that really comes and deals with you and become your customers and later on your clients are the people that really are enjoyed by your authenticity of your genuine self. So, and who you become. So if you want to attract more business owners, you have to act and portray as a business owner yourself first. So it's kind of like sowing the seed. So really you're just sowing the seed into you. Now you attract what you're surrounded by. It's kind of like the law of attraction. So that's how you influence a customer to actually even sit foot in your chair, in your business, you know, by marketing to them, by influencing them with that enthusiasm, with that those traits, those things that you genuinely have. Maybe you have to work on them, that public speaking skill, that being able to relate and mirror that individual, is how you are able to attract that type of customer. Now, let me fast forward. How do you transition your customers into clients is a totally different skill. So the transition of a customer versus a client is, you know, the thing is you can have multiple customers and just have all walks of life coming in your business, which is a great thing, but nothing really sticks until they become a client. So as an example, in my barbershop, like, and you know, especially to my barber stylist and my barber stylist, you have to learn to cultivate your customers into clients. And the difference between a customer and a client is the client will come to you and serve up under your directions, your advice, and respect what you say and do, like and share, because you have cultivated your relationship. You have listened, and you listened to what their thoughts were. You've listened to what their opportunities are. You're listening to, you know, you became close friends with them as an individual. And I think that's the difference. And then you remarketing to them in the aspect of rebooking them for your next appointment. And they do that themselves because they feel welcome. They feel grateful. They feel honored to be a friend, a client, and not just somebody that just stumbled across your business. Now, when you make a person feel like they're the only one in the room, it changes things. You know, I have a technique that I teach when I'm teaching my barber students and on how to retain their customers and remember names. You know, I'll tell you this. A lot of people forget what you did to them, but they never forget how you make them feel. So, you know, it's so important that everybody wants to, you know, be nice. Right. But, you know, wants people to be nice to them. But I think it's even more important for you to be nice first, because you'll get in return what you put out. So by being nice to individuals on a consistent basis, remembering a person's name makes them feel welcome, makes them feel special. If you make a person feel like they're $1 million and or they're the only one in the room, you'll get that in return. Now they feel like a client. They feel special. So it's kind of like the good old trick, like making people feel good by actually making them feel good by listening. Just listen. Just listen. Or in other words, make people feel like you're listening by doing the actual listening trick. Listen to what people are saying and what they're doing and have an actual real conversation. Don't be so in tune to what you're doing and what you have, because at the end of the day, your customers and your clients are your boss at the end of the day, especially in this business and entrepreneurship world. You are not the boss. Your customers and your clients are. They are actually the ones who funnel your pocketbook. Think about that. So influence your customers and your clients to funnel your pocketbook by the good old trick of making them feel like you care by really actually caring. That's a good old Frank Kern quote. And I think that's really the masses. That's the message today. It's like, be genuine to self and be the person that you want to attract. I think that's the amazing part about this whole entrepreneurship, especially barber and hairstylist world, is the fact that we get to meet so many different people, so many different walks of life, that we can be and relate to anybody just by being our authentic self. So transition, change your customers, influence your customers into clients by actually being yourself with enthusiasm and excitement. And in the meantime, hey, listen, I hope this podcast today helped you, and if some sort brought some type of value. And if you're liking what's going on with my podcast, do me a huge, huge favor. There is a cost to listen to this podcast, and the only cost is to just like and share with somebody that can use this value and hopefully inspire somebody to let's go to the next level. So, and that's what this is about. And in the meantime, hey, I'll see you on the next one. Peace and love, and please like and share. Thanks. Lyle.